What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Toto, classic there, Africa, that takes us back to the early 80s, 1982, in fact. Could have a bit of Toto playing this morning. Love it. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Now, have you been thinking about chasing the FIFO golden ticket? Lots of people have left their roles to take on the Australian dream of a highly paid FIFO work. But what most found, though, is that FIFO life is a pretty tough gig, both mentally and physically. And to have a chat about that this morning, I've got on the line Lockie Samuel, the FIFO mental health guy. Good morning, Lockie.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I'm very, very, very grateful to be on.
It's really good to talk to you. I don't recall talking about this topic. It's a really important one, particularly here in Western Australia, where we have probably, I would imagine, the highest FIFO workers across the nation. Not that I've got the stats for that, but that's just, I would imagine. Now, Lockie, before we get started, just tell us a little bit about your experience, I guess, as a FIFO worker.
Yeah, so I spent about 10 years working FIFO, moved over from Auckland, New Zealand, when I was about 19, straight to a place called Kalgoorlie, which I'm probably sure you know.
Oh, yeah. And
pretty much, man, just learned how to waste all of my money, got myself into a lot of trouble, treated people really poorly. And myself and my partner went through, you know, mental health challenges, depression, suicidality. And eventually I got evacuated in 2017 from a place called Wheatstone for those mental health issues. And it's been an up and down journey, learning how to work on myself and learning how to come back in and help the industry since then.
Wow, so for you it all started at 19 years old. Did it, that would have been pretty attractive, I would imagine, as a young 19-year-old. I would imagine the dollars would have been particularly of interest.
Yeah, well, I remember being in New Zealand. I would have been a plumbing apprentice at the time, I think. So it would have been on $500 a week, and I had a brother who was a scaffolding in Kalgoorlie who would message me all the time, "Hey, man, I've done 12 or 14 hours. This is how much I made." So essentially, that's why I left.
To chase the dollars.
Yep, exactly.
What did it? What did the dollars look? There was a significant jump when you went FIFO.
Yeah, well, I went from, you know, working 60 hours a week in New Zealand for that money to being in Kalgoorlie within a couple of weeks, having enough SCAF tickets to earn, you know, $1,500 to $2,000.
A week?
Yeah.
And you just blew all that, literally week to week?
Yeah, well, I mean, like the culture there, I remember going to the pub for the first time with my first check, and it was, the culture was you had to shout everyone those glass Jack Daniels at the exchange. So I ended up just wasting all of my money at the exchange on that first paycheck, and never really pulled it back. You know, got into steroids, drugs, alcohol, drinking all the time, and just blew as much of it as I could.
Wow. And did you say your wife also was FIFO?
Yeah, my partner at the time, she wasn't FIFO, but just struggled with me working away.
How quickly did the mental health issues kick in after you started FIFO?
After I started FIFO, probably not until there was a strain on the relationship, to be honest. I'd say there were mental health issues, but not ones that were impacting my life to the point where I was making like really, really dumb decisions while working away. But when that relationship sort of broke down and our communication was poor, that's when it all started kicking off, I think.
Yeah, well, Lockie, can I put you back on hold? We'll play a song, come back and chat some more. You okay to hold there?
Yeah, of course.
Joining me on the line this morning is Lockie Samuel, who is a FIFO mental health guy, has experienced and is going to share some tips on how to improve if you are a FIFO worker. Love to hear from you today. Are you a FIFO worker? Give us a call. On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me on the line this morning is FIFO mental health guy Lockie. Lockie, it started for you when you were 19. What was the turning point when you realised this is what you were doing? You just either weren't enjoying it, or you knew it just wasn't working out. What was it for you?
Yeah, I think there were a couple moments, but the real big one that I always mention is after having my partner go through her own bout of depression and then attempt and like realizing how poorly I was treating people and treating myself, I actually got to a place where I got forced out of my 4-in-1 gig, not knowing that I was depressed, and ultimately attempted myself. And I remember, you know, just feeling so broken and so lost, and being that selfish, like cheating narcissist at the time. Luckily enough, in that moment, I got to choose, you know, between still being selfish or being someone who could show up powerfully for, at that time, his 3-month-old daughter, which is, you know, just the process that I've been on for the last 6 to 7 years.
Wow. Lucky for most, do you think the reality is way different to what people's expectations are when they're considering working FIFO?
Yeah, it's huge. And especially through COVID, we had so many greenies coming into FIFO from hospitality, bartending, like retail sales, all that sort of stuff. And the reality is, like, most places you're going to have to work really hard. You're going to have to wear full PPE all day. It's going to be really hot, and you're going to have to cop a lot of shit, essentially, and take a lot of banter. And most people just aren't equipped to deal with that. As well as, like, with your partners, most people jump into FIFO either because of the money or because they get to escape their problems at home, whether it's with friends or family, right? And being away and disconnected, avoiding those problems just makes them compound, and at some point you have to face them, and most of us will face those poorly.
Lockie, just finally, what would you suggest people listening today, what would you say people need to consider before they commit to leaving family and the 9-to-5, I guess calling it the 9-to-5 life, in search of that FIFO dream, thinking it's they're going to make a lot of money, the focus on the money. What would you say to people listening today?
I'd say make sure that you have a level of resilience and you understand how to manage your own stress without going to alcohol or drugs. And then the big one is making sure that you're someone who's willing to have the hard, courageous conversations, because if you're not, FIFO is probably going to be a really, really big issue and a challenge and struggle for you.
And just one more thing before I let you go, Lockie. You spend your time now helping others that are in that FIFO, doing FIFO to help manage their weeks that way?
Yeah, exactly. And we've got the regional tour of WA for men's mental health coming up as well, which is one of the ways that we're looking to help men of regional WA actually open up and start speaking about their mental health.
So you travel out to the regions in WA and you run sessions for guys particularly?
Yeah, WA Primary Health Alliance actually funded us to do that. And so in partnership with Australian Dads Network, we're travelling around the Midwest, Pilbara, Goldfields, and the wheat belt, talking to men.
Good on you, Lockie. Lockie, I really appreciate your time today. It's good chatting with you. You've been talking to the FIFO mental health guy. That was Lockie, doing some good things now, having experienced, is back now helping a lot of people that are working FIFO. Just a reminder, if you do need help, a lifeline is available on 13 11 14.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98fiv.com.